Christmas time is kind of like time to get things in shape, especially around the house, you know? Most of us become very motivated when December arrives in terms of getting things cleaned up. We dust corners and clean areas that haven't been touched for like 11 months. Trouble spots in the carpet that have gone unnoticed. You know, suddenly we notice them and we work on them. That wall in the kitchen that needed some touch-up paint becomes a priority. We begin decorating things. Houses are suddenly in better shape than they've been in all year, especially since last Christmas. Christmas is shape-up time for houses and people. I'm Ron Hutchcraft. I want to have a word with you today about really ready for Christmas. Our word for today from the Word of God. It's in Isaiah 55 and verse 6, and it happens to be about fixing things up. Here's what it says. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. The seventh verse says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the evil man his thoughts. And let him turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will freely pardon. Now, you notice here it says, seek the Lord while he is near. You say, wait a minute, this isn't about Christmas. What's this have to do with Christmas? Well, honestly, I don't think there's any time of the year when people feel closer to the Lord or have Jesus more on their radar than the Christmas season. Remember, while he is near. I think Christ seems close at this time of year, almost inescapable. You can probably sense that. There's a softness, a kind of warm and cuddly feeling on the inside this time of year. We're softer than any other time. We find ourselves drifting into thoughts about Christ more often than usual. I mean, even watching the Charlie Brown Christmas special or hearing a carol at the mall, in places we wouldn't normally think about Christ, we're open to him. That's when it's time to fix things up with Jesus. Not just around the house. I mean inside the heart house of your life. Seek the Lord while he may be found, it says. That's really the Christmas season. Call on him while he is near. Well, in a very real way, that's now. This may have been for you a year of slowly drifting away from the Lord. You didn't run away. You're just not as close and warm and intimate like you used to be. Maybe it's been a year of confusing doubts, hardships that have made you disillusioned and maybe a little hard-hearted. Or there could be a distraction that's taken his place for a while. But I'll bet you've discovered it's really no good away from him, is it? Those are the best times in your life when you're close to him. It's Christmas time. It's time to fix things up, man. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is close, like he is now. And maybe this year, maybe this is when you finally think about opening up to Christ as your personal Savior. Not just a baby in a manger, not just the one we sing about in our carols and go to church services and go through our Christmas thing. You miss him. You've missed having a personal relationship with him. That's what you were made for. It's not that you haven't known about him. You've never been against him. You're religious. You know a lot of people who are Christians. But maybe you've never made your personal commitment to Christ. You've never said, Jesus, what you did on that cross, what you came to do was for me. That was for all the wrong things I've done. Well, Christmas is close. And I wouldn't be surprised if you feel a tug in your heart. And that tug, that's not me. That's Jesus. This could be your first Christmas with Christ in your heart if you'll fix things up with him. And I'd love to help you begin that relationship with him and understand from what he wrote in the Bible exactly how this relationship works. Would you go to our website? It's anewstory.com. I think you'll find your way home there. Anewstory.com. Whatever stands between you and Jesus right now, would you let him clean it up before Christmas? Then it'll be more than a song for you. You can really say, I'll be home for Christmas.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.